What's up, friends? What's up, listeners? Here in real time, we've come to almost the middle of October 2023, episode 2478. And here on Side Hustle School, we are all about helping you develop your skills, helping you figure out what skills you have that can be transformed or adapted into a money-making venture. And of course, there are some side hustle skills you need to develop as part of that process, okay? So we talk a lot about skills. I think it's so important to follow your skill, not your passion. And specifically today, we're going to look at a question from Omar in Miami. Omar is self-described modern-day Renaissance man. He has got all kinds of skills ranging from programming to music production, even cooking. But with so many talents, he's feeling stuck, unsure which path to follow for his side hustle, or at least his next one. Sounds like he's done a lot of stuff already, which is great. But you might be in this situation as well, where you're like, well, there's a lot of things I know about. I have a good set of skills. I have a good array of knowledge. But how do I actually take that and make money with it? And should I, in fact, favor certain skills over others? You know, what is the combination that is most rewarding? Most rewarding and also financially viable. Okay, so let's see if we can help Omar find his focus, perhaps help somebody else out there think about theirs as well. How can I develop my side hustle skill set? Detailed question coming up right after this quick message.
Hi, it's Omar from Miami. I have a wide range of skills, including programming, music production, and even cooking. I'm struggling to choose a side hustle that aligns with my abilities. What's the best way to decide? I often find myself paralyzed by the number of options and don't want to spread myself too thin. I first discovered you on the School of Greatness, and I've been listening ever since.
Hey, Omar, thanks for reaching out. Definitely sounds like you're a jack of all trades, or at least a jack of many trades. Now, this can be both a blessing and a curse when it comes to side hustles, because there's a lot of stuff you can do. And when there's a lot of stuff you can do, sometimes choice can be paralyzing or at least overwhelming, or at least it doesn't always point to, like, here is the clear and specific direction. But that's just, you know, that's the curse part. You can get over that curse. You can break that curse, okay? Since you have so many skills, you know, let's focus on how do we make a choice? So start by thinking about which skill or skills, let's say maybe two, not only that you really enjoy, but also has sufficient or the most even market demand, like which skills are most in demand. You know, the sweet spot is where your passion and your profitability intersect. You want to do something you enjoy doing that's also profitable, and not everything fits that Venn diagram. Some of these skills, like let's see here, Omar said he likes cooking. Well, I don't want to speak for Omar, but he may just like cooking for himself. Okay, cooking for yourself versus cooking as a business are very different things. And the same could be said for music production or anything else. Now, he has to answer, every person has to answer for themselves, you know, what is the thing that I actually like to do that I would like to teach others to do or I would like to do for others? So you want to kind of think that through a bit. Sometimes that's going to actually help get you the answer. So you want to find that thing that you're passionate about, not just doing for yourself, but for others, and is profitable. You know, in this case, programming might be a lot more lucrative than cooking. Another approach is to test the waters with some minimal investment. So, you know, if you haven't really experimented in the side hustle world before, well, start doing that. You know, create small projects related to each of your skills, or at least, you know, top two or three, then put them out in the world, or at least make some progress on them and see what gets the most traction and also what you enjoy the most. You know, again, if you want to be tracking on both of those things, what's working, what you're excited about, that is your North Star. That's what you're aiming towards. And then maybe lastly, don't underestimate the power of community. You can always tap into your network and ask people about your skills, your specific strengths. Sometimes they're able to notice that more clearly than we can ourselves. I wouldn't ask them, what should I do? Because that's way too broad. But asking them specifically, like, of all the things that I'm good at, what do you notice the most? You might learn something from that process. Now, before I sign off, let me just mention that choosing a side hustle, this is not something you choose forever. You're just doing it next. It's like, what is my next thing? So, you know, don't procrastinate too much in this process. It's better to make the wrong choice and then figure that out and then try something a month from now or 3 months from now or whatever it is, than to remain kind of indecisive for a long time, which happens with a lot of people. So I don't want that to be Omar. I don't want that to be you, dear listener. With that, I will sign off for the day. Of course, much more is coming up. Thank you for being out there. Subscribe, follow wherever you get your podcasts. It's always free. My name is Chris Gillipo. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.